out of the game there was Dylan Newell, and I believe Zach Ayer. Nope. Jake Sermansky checked out. We got two numbers here. We didn't know who they were. So we got them now, though, 55 and 54. 54 is Zach Ahern.
Pinto with a great rebound. He's bringing out the floor.
And that shot put up there, Bowen. Who put that shot up there? I had glanced away there.
That guy was Pinto, and we got Nowicki with a great rebound again. He's a big guy underneath there.
Comes into the game at 6'5". And Nowicki takes it away from behind. I'll go ahead and let you take this here for a minute while I check something with our computer.
We got ugly ball down. Franz was at the top of the key. Oh, we got a travel on Ubley. That's a really bad call on them. They really got to develop that and figure out what to do in that situation.
They have a tough call there?
No, it was pretty obvious.
Sure, they're going for the backup. And that's something that we want to see at the end of the game, a sloppy play by your team. If you're Coach Pickle, he wants to see him finish this game strong, and that's what he's got in there. He's got players he wants to see. Different matches up that he's had all night long to see how they work in this combination. So you never know in starting conference play next week or league play, you know, who gets in foul trouble, who doesn't, and how they're going to work out together. Of course, these guys had a week off break. Coach Pickle gave them some time off after they made a long run in the football season. So they're starting to gel together real nicely, and he's still working on some combinations right now. The Wiki goes to the line. His first shot's no good. That last foul was on Eric Lesprance. Second shot by Nowicki. No good. Rebound control by Franz. Franz goes back up. No good. Rebound control by Sorensen. Sorensen gets it. Backs for it. Gets it back. Feeds it inside of Nowicki. Nowicki goes up and off the glass. 73-22. Back at 1-12 remaining here in this game. Ball over to Carlos Pinto. Pinto is directing traffic at the top. Now he's going to drive from the left side. Goes into the box. Loses control. Nowicki picks it up. Sends it to Franza. Franza pushes it up the court to Drake. Drake goes up off the court. Drake runs up. Goes right into the hands of LaPrance. LaPrance brings it up the court. He looks. Breaks left. Goes right. Dishes it off to Pinto. Pinto throws it inside. Aaron Sack goes up. Rolls away. No good. Rebound control by LaPrance. He throws it back up. And it's in. 73-24, 37 seconds remaining here in this game. Franza brings it up, and Franza goes off his foot and out of bounds. Okay, they're going to say it's off an interference ball. Ubley maintains possession. We got the running clock yet. 24 seconds to go here in the fourth quarter. 73-24 Bearcats over the Warriors. You know, last year the Warriors handed the Bearcats a loss that they just didn't expect. They really expected the game to be more like this, and Warriors. North Huron came out and put a little bit of a hurting on the Bearcats, and Ubley's going to just dribble it away here. We're going to finish this game out. The final score is going to be 73-24 of the Bearcats over North Huron. We're going to take a few commercial breaks. We'll come back with our wrap-up on the final score, and we'll be back right after these commercial breaks.
Get totally free checking at the Port Austin State Bank. That's right, free checking accounts with no monthly service charge. Senior citizens even receive free checks. The Port Austin State Bank also offers the convenience of online banking. Securely pay bills from your home, office, or laptop. View check images, make account transfers, or check your balances. If you need a mortgage, consumer loan, or refinancing, now is the time because rates are at historical lows. See the local people that care about you at the Port Austin State Bank, an equal housing lender, member FDIC.
You make promises in life. When you get married, have kids, buy a home, you make promises to take care of the ones you love. Auto Owners Insurance promises great service, and we delivered again. J.D. Power & Associates ranked Auto Owners Insurance highest in customer satisfaction with auto insurance claims 3 years in a row. Auto Owners. Promises made, promises kept. For award information, visit jdpower.com.
See Tom Schmidt at the Fine & Schmidt Insurance Agency in Port Austin. Everyone at the Fine & Schmidt Insurance Agency, Tom, Janice, and Anita, support area athletics and hope you enjoy tonight's game. For a no-obligation quote, call 989-738-5202.
Make your New Year's resolution to have your vehicle checked out for safe winter driving at Ubley Motor Service. The professionals at Ubley Motor Service will check your belts, hoses, brakes, shocks, tires, and wiper blades. Ubley Motor Service has sale pricing now on Cooper, BF Goodrich, and Goodyear tires, and they have a tire-changing machine that can accommodate up to 24-inch rims and run flat tires. From tune-ups to transmission overhauls and complete engine replacement, trust Ubley Motor Service. Good luck, Ubley Bearcats, from the pit crew at Ubley Motor Service.
What's that? What were you just saying? You need to switch to the talk of the thumb. Thumb Cellular, I can hear you clear. Gotta turn you on to the talk of the thumb. We can talk all day, all night. You love Thumb Cellular.
Cellular is your local cellular provider with everything you need to stay connected, including BlackBerry smartphones, camera phones, phones for texting, and phones for just about any need you have. Thumb Cellular also offers 3G air cards as well as 3G Home Hub internet service. So stop by any Thumb Cellular office in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, and Sandusky.
You love Thumb Cellular!
Here's a simple rule of the thumb from your Farm Bureau insurance agent. If you have loved ones, if you have people who will suffer financially if something should happen to you, then you need life insurance. Your Farm Bureau insurance agent will help you determine the right amount for you and your family. Even stay-at-home moms need life insurance because they provide so many vital services that would be expensive to replace. Call your Farm Bureau insurance agent, Casey Yon of Harbor Beach, at 479-3288 and in Ubley at 658-8538 today for a confidential review of your insurance needs. Farm Bureau Insurance is serious about your security. Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company, making your future more predictable.
Hello, my name is Janine Schmidt. Please stop and see me at 2224 Main Street, Ubley, or call 989-658-8538. The KCN Insurance Agency, along with Farm Bureau Insurance, we are a Michigan insurance company.
We're back here at Ubley High School. We're back here at Ubley High School where we've got this final wrap-up for you. We've got the final wrap-up for you. Our final score is 73-24. The Ubley Bearcats victorious over the NCTA Northern Warriors, 73-24. Bearcats move on to another non-conference crossover game. Actually, a conference game crossover, though. They'll be taking on Cass City January 5th, Wednesday, January 5th, at Cass City. They face a 2-2 team, but don't let that Cass City record lead you to a misconception there. They've got in some tough games, Eric, that I think that they could have pulled off there. So the Bearcats can't go into this game thinking that, hey, they're all that in a bag of chips. They need to go into that game against Cass City, and Cass City's going to come out looking to go after the Bearcats, as Cass City's a very good team this year. They just haven't gotten the wins that they need.
Of course, every game you really got to go out strong, but especially a team who's had some real close games, they're looking for a head to bring you down.
And North Huron moves on to conference league play, but it'll be in the Akron Fairgrove. At Akron Fairgrove, we believe it's on the 6th. They should pick up a win there. Akron Fairgrove's 0-3 and 0-4 overall. So hopefully that'll be a good one for the Warriors to rebound and get back on track in their league and go and take a lesson learned right here that, you know, they got a whooping put on them here tonight by the Bearcats. They hurt themselves with turnovers. They gave up 50 points alone in the paint to the Ubley Bearcats, and they only had 8 points in the paint themselves. You can't win a ball game if you're going to give up that many points in the paint.
Of course you can't. And really, North Huron is going to have to come out strong in these next couple of days in practice and prove that they are the team to beat in the North Central Thumb League North. But, I mean, Akron Fairgrove should be an easy win, but I've seen that was supposed to be an even easy win before, and Akron Fairgrove comes out and keeps it a close ball game, no matter what record they are. They seem to really, really push it.
And any coach will tell their players, you know, Coach Football is going to tell his players, hey, just because we come out and we play like we did against the Warriors, that doesn't mean that we can go into that game against Kansas City thinking that we're all set and ready to go here. And of course, North Huron's got to come out and say, hey, look, we took a loss here.